it's a sacred duty that we have just begun to ensure our Hamlet's virtue and decide who we should shun. For society's morals are a fallen, sad disgrace. We must uphold the virtue of our chosen race.
We must uphold the virtue of our chosen race. For a virtuous woman is a gift from God.
Her worth is more than rubies or a diamond mine.
She works with a needle, flax and thread. She brings home some mutton, she cooks fresh bread. A good goblet or call a guy, she'll never show cleavage or a leg to catch his eye. She won't giggle or wait to turn his head. She won't see his bed till she's happily wed.
Until she's happily wed.
A virtuous woman is a gift from God. How that man get her? He eats just like a hog. If you hear with discretion, it's very plain to see that the virtuous woman looks a lot like me.
Modesty, humility, purity.
She looks a lot like me.
Now one aspect of virtuosity is knowing, mom, when one should be. Does a lost shoe prove lost modesty or lost purity?
Purity!
Oh. Now we must act prudently and consider as a group how we once behaved stupidly, for our buds began to some things that I can share. But when we were young and let down our hair, now you won't mind and you won't care should I our dirty laundry air.
Just what would she share?
So about this morning and the missing shoe, perhaps nothing happened, it isn't news.
Perhaps we are talking about a sin that's small, and from grace a good girl did not fall.
For a virtuous woman can still have fun. A little harmless flirting won't offend a holy one. And while we have great discretion and vast humility, that is still what the young man wished to see.
Modesty, humility, purity,
not the young man wish to see.
For a virtuous woman will reach out for love. When it's needed, she'll give her man a shove. And should she stumble, God won't throw her overboard.